Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Tap Out of Overstimulation. You know that feeling when life throws a curveball? You're cruising along, everything's great, then bam. Job change, relationship shift, big move, the unexpected hits like a rogue wave. It's amazing how quickly our emotional roller coaster can go from smooth sailing to full-on loop-de-loop. And in this crazy world we live in, change is the only constant, right? So, learning to manage those emotions during times of transition is basically essential for survival. Today we're diving deep into understanding and managing your emotions when life decides to shake things up a bit. Because honestly, it's not about avoiding change altogether. That's impossible. It's about navigating it with grace, resilience, and a whole lot of emotional intelligence. Ever felt like you were drowning in a sea of anxiety during a big change? You know, the kind of anxiety that makes your stomach churn and your brain spin faster than a washing machine on high speed? We've all been there. But guess what? There are ways to handle those waves, to ride them out without completely getting swept away. Here are 5 key takeaways to keep you grounded when life throws its inevitable curveballs. First up, acknowledge your emotions. Don't try to bottle them up or pretend they don't exist. It's like trying to ignore a loud alarm. It just gets louder until you deal with it. Feeling stressed? Anxious? Excited? Scared? All of those are valid emotions, and the first step is recognizing them for what they are. Next, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. Remember, change can be tough, even when it's a positive change. Treat yourself with the same understanding and care you'd offer a good friend going through something similar. We're all human. We all stumble sometimes. It's part of the journey. Seek support. Remember that village we talked about? Reach out to loved ones, friends, family, anyone who offers a listening ear and a shoulder to lean on. Talking things through can help you process your emotions and gain valuable perspective. Now, find healthy coping mechanisms. Exercise, meditation, journaling, find what works for you. These are proven ways to manage stress and anxiety. Ever noticed how a good run or some time in nature can clear your head? That's because these activities help release those feel-good endorphins and calm the storm inside. Finally, focus on what you can control. You can't control everything that happens in life, but you can control how you react to it. Focus on the things within your power, your attitude, your actions, your choices. Think about it like this. Imagine a friend goes through a major breakup. You can't magically fix their heart, but you can be there for them, listen to their pain, and offer words of encouragement. You can control your actions and your support system, even if you can't erase the situation itself. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah. She just got laid off from her dream job. Talk about a curveball. She's feeling a mix of anger, sadness, and fear for the future. Instead of spiraling into a pit of despair, Sarah takes a deep breath and acknowledges her emotions. She reaches out to her supportive friends and family, sharing her feelings openly. She knows this is a temporary setback, not the end of the world. So she channels her energy into updating her resume, networking with industry contacts, and exploring new opportunities. She even decides to take a short vacation to recharge and gain some perspective. See? Sarah's navigating change like a pro. So remember, when life throws you those curveballs, which it inevitably will, don't just bat them back blindly. Acknowledge your emotions. Practice self-compassion. Seek support. Find healthy coping mechanisms and focus on what you can control. Just like Sarah, you've got this. By taking these steps, you're not just surviving change, you're thriving through it. You're becoming more resilient, adaptable, and emotionally intelligent. And that's a superpower worth cultivating. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little emotional support during a time of change. And if you have any takeaways or stories from your own experiences navigating change, leave us a comment. We love hearing from you. See you next time, and keep tapping out those feelings.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.